The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In this week's parasha, Parshas Dvarim, the Torah chazes over the chet of the Meraglim and the gzeira on Klal Yisrael not to go into Eretz Yisrael. Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoin. This year, it's Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Chazal tell us in Masechtas Yuma that the Churban Bayis Sheni was because of the Aveira of Sinas Chinam. Chofetz Chaim learns up that it was the Lashon Hara, which comes from Sinas Chinam. So I wanted to speak a few minutes about the Chet of the Meraglim and some halachas in Hilchas Lashon Hara. There's a Gemara in Erchin on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanya, Omer Blaz ben Parta, Bayure, come and see, Kama Godol Kayach Lashon Hara. How great, how strong is the Aveir of Lashon Hara? Mi Nolan mi Meraglim. How do we know? From the Meraglim. Madoch, the Meraglim, who they spoke Lashon Hara, or it saw Shemra, Sheker, on Eitzim Vavonim Kach, they ended up with such a terrible Einish. Hamoiti Shemra al Chaveri, someone who goes ahead and is Moiti Shemra on another person, al Achas Kama Vakama, a Kal Vachomer, that the Einish which that person will get. So we learn out the chaymer of Lashon Hara from a kal v'chaymer from the chet of the Meraglim. In fact, the Gemara m'may. How do you know that the chaymer of the chet of the Meraglim was because of Lashon Hara? Dilma mishum der chanina ben papa. Maybe the reason why the Meraglim were nenash, so chomer, was because of chanina ben papa. Because Chanina bar Papa said, "Dover Godol Dibur Meraglim ba'isa shah," that the Meraglim said Kfir. The Chsiv the pasuk says, "Ki chazak humimenu al tikri ki chazak humimenu al imenu kavi yochol bal bayis and yochol ohitzi kelev misham." Now, when the Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael, the conclusion that they came to was that the Goyim was so strong and so powerful that even the Rabbeinu Shlomo does not have the ability to be Meirish, such strong, powerful Goyim, from Eretz Yisrael and all through Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, which is Kfir. So maybe, frak the Gemara, how do you know that the Chimer of the Aveir of the Mirago was because of the Lashon Hara? Maybe it was also the Kfirah. El Omara Rabba Omre Shlokash Omakra Vayemusu Huanoshim Maitzi Dibas Haaretz Ra Al Dibas Haaretz Shaitzir. So the Gemara answers, it's true that Avada, there was an element of Kfira in the Meraglim's report. But from Desvegin, that when the Pasuk says that the Meraglim died, they were killed by the Rabbeinu Shleim, the Pasuk describes it by Yemusu Huanoshim Maitzi Dibas Haaretz Ra. The Hainu that the Meraglim were killed because they were mighty Dibara, Dibas Aretz Ra. They were killed because of Lashon Hara. Al Dibas Ra Shayetziyai. So therefore you see, since the Torah tells you that the Meraglim were killed because of the Lashon Hara they spoke, so Memela, you see that they were Chayiv Misa because of Lashon Hara which they spoke Al Eitzim V'Avonim. So from there, a person can make a Kal V'Chaymer and learn up the Kama Godol Kaychesh Lashon Hara, Kal V'Chaymer is someone who goes ahead and speaks Lashon Hara on some on his friend, another person. So he said to Gemara, Eichin Daf Tezvav. The Shaila is that L'Chaira, L'Fi, the Gemara we just learned, Rashi and Parashat Shlach is very shvet. Because Rashi and Parashat Shlach brings from Chazal, Shlach l'cho anoshim, loma nismach of parashas Meraglim, of parashas Miriam. Why was the parashah of Meraglim put together with the parashah of Miriam? So, and from Rashi, the Medrash Rabbah, Fisha Loksal Iske Diba, because Miriam was punished because of Iske Diba, she Dibra Ba'acheha, the Rishon Halalu Rov Lokal Musa. The Hainu that the Miraglim saw what happened to Miriam. Miriam was punished because of Iske Diba, because of the bad words that she said. She spoke negative about Moshe Rabbeinu. And these Rishonim did not learn off of Miriam, and therefore the parasha is put next to it, because the Miraglim should have known better. They should have learned from Miriam. So L'chaira, Rashi's the Chapela. Because the Gemara says that Fakeret, that the Chet of the Miraglim was a Kula Dika Lashon Hara, was the Kal. It's Lashon Hara Eitan Vavonim. From there, we're supposed to go ahead and learn up Lashon Hara on people. So L'chaira, the Gemara is teaching up that the Lashon Hara of the Raglan was Kal. If the Lashon Hara of the Raglan was Kal, so what's the Taina on the Miraglim they don't have from Miriam? Miriam was the Chomer. She spoke about a person, not a person. She spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoyin HaNaviim, Eved Hashem. So if you make a Kal the Chomer, you have to always learn from the Kal, you learn to the Chomer. But yet, according to this Rashi, the Miraglim were the Taina on the Miraglim, the Chomer, that they didn't learn from the Chomer to the Kal. They didn't learn from the Chomer to the Kal. Azoi, that's L'chaira the Shaila on this Rashi. So the emphasis is that Rashi b'shitosai be'etzem Rashi b'merks this kasha, and Rashi in our parasha really says a teres this kasha, because Rashi in Devarim, in this week's parasha, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, so the Pasuk says, Eila Devarim Shadira Meishel Kol Yisrael be'ever hayardin, Ba'midbar, Ba'arova, Me'elsuf, Bein Paran, Bein Teifa, V'lov, V'chatzev, Yisrudi, Zov. And Rashi says, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Chazdarnu al-Kol ha-Mikrovel, Matzino Mokum, Sheshmai Teifa, V'lov, Dehainu, that Rabbi Yechon Tainas, that the places mentioned in this Pasuk are not all real places. And the Kavon of this Pasuk is, to go ahead and to teach you the various averis which Moshe Rabbeinu was mechiyach klal Yisrael for. So the chatzeros, Rashi says like this: Dover Acher, Omer lehem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to klal Yisrael, Hoyelchem lulmay b'masha sisi Miriam, the chatzeros, that klal Yisrael should have learnt up from what happened to Miriam in the chatzeros, b'shul lashon hara. Va'atem nidbartem b'mokrim, and you spoke lashon hara. You spoke against the Rebbeinu Shloim. That's the Gemara. Ki chazak imenu afilu balabayis and yochel hoytzias kelim misham. The Hainu that Rashi is learning up, that although the Gemara says that the Miraglim themselves were chayin misa because of the lashon hara that they spoke, but the kal v'chomer which the Bereishis Rabbah is learning up that they should have learnt from Miriam, the Rav should learn Miriam, is not going on Lashon Hara, it's going on the Kfira. That's like a good Kal V'chomer. That if Moshe Rabbeinu, if you spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, get punished, it's a Kal V'chomer, you shouldn't go ahead and speak about the Rabbeinu Shalom and get punished. So according to Rashi, there's two different yonim. What's the gate to the fact that the Rav themselves were killed with Chayim Misa because Lashon Hara, the Pasuk says? But there you learn. If you Chayim Misa speak of Lashon Hara, Eitan Vodim, Kal V'chayim Chayim Misa speak of Lashon Hara about a person. But what's the gate to the Chet, which involved Kfira, the Rebbeinu Shalom told the Miraglim, how could you speak against the Rebbeinu Shalom? That you should have learned from not speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu, not to speak against the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's the first Mahalach had in the Yashiv, the steer between the Medrash Rabbah and the Gemara and Erech. But I wanted to share with the Olam another Mahalach. And the emes is that Shimon Schwab brings his Mahalach in Mayan Beis HaShe'eva, and he brings it out very, very, very in a very geshmak ha'ifim. Shimon Schwab, the way he tells this, he says like this, that Klal Yisrael already knew there was an Eslashon Hara. this Lashon Hara was already given earlier with the rest of the Torah. So if they knew they shouldn't speak Lashon Hara, so what was Nitoisif in that was saying they should have learned from Miriam, they should have learned from Miriam. They should have known. They stood by Har Sinai, their Miriam's like a Tariq mitzvah, and one of the mitzvahs, L'Seich Rochel Ba'amecha, he now speaks Lashon Hara, so they shouldn't have spoken Lashon Hara, because now speak Lashon Hara. What was this Chadish in the Maisa, the Miriam, that it seems that without the Maisa, the Miriam, they wouldn't have been, they wouldn't have understood not to speak Lashon Hara. What was this Chadish in the Maisa, the Miriam, that they saw the mice of the Miriam that they shouldn't see Lashon Hara in Eretz Yisrael? What was the Tosafos Chiddush? It doesn't tell you. They say Roch Lomecha. We learned the Parashas Kedoshim. They say Roch Lomecha. Now let's go ahead and speak Lashon Hara. So what's this Chadish in the mice of the Miriam that we have Bzundra Taina on the Miraglim to go ahead and say that they shouldn't speak Lashon Hara because of the mice of the Miriam? So the emes is, if you look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchot Tzaraas, so the Rambam at the end of Hilchot Tzaraas, so he gives a Musa Shmuz about the Chaymer HaIsr of Lashon Hara. And there's a few very interesting things in this Rambam, but we'll start from what we need right now. The Rambam's like this, Val Inyan Zeh Mazer B'Teir, and on this Inyan the Torah warns, V'Omer, Hishama B'Nega Tzaraas. The Torah says Yishol Menegas Aras and brings another pasuk. Zohar Eisa She'os Hashem Lokecha LeMiriam. Harehu Omer Hisbeinu Mashir LeMiriam Hanavia. You should be misbeinin in what happened to Miriam Hanavia. She Dibur Ba'Achia. She spoke about her brother. She Ha'isuk Deilu Mena. She's older than him. The Gidlosi Al Birkel and she brought him up. And the Sikna Atzkol Tzilu Menayo. And she risked her life to go ahead and to save him. The Hila did Rabbi Gnusai, El Shatasa, Sheshvasa, the Shar Nevi'im. Zok the Ramam, this is the part that we need. The Hulai Hikbet al Kaladvorim, Ha'ela. And he was not Makbid Klau u Klau on what Miriam said. It didn't bother him b'chlau. Shenamra, the Pasuk says, V'ish Moshe onav Ma'id. As after Miriam speaks Lashon Hara Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, V'ish Moshe Onav Ma'id. The Rabban learns, V'ish Moshe Onav Ma'id, therefore he didn't say anything. The Rambam learns even more than this. The Rambam learns, V'ish Moshe Onav Ma'id, that didn't bother him klal v'klal. Didn't bother him klal v'klal. That's V'ish Moshe Onav Ma'id. His mamash didn't make a dent. He wasn't makbet ki uzeh. V'afal pikein, miyad nenshe v'tzaras. People who are fools, Roshoim, that they speak great things, unbelievable things, etc., etc. What Shteita and Ram is, the Ram is telling us is, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not makbid, klalu klal, on the Lashon Hara that was said. The Gemara, the Sefri says, that they should have learned from Miriam. It doesn't say which aspect. But the Rambam's teaching us that Miriam, the cow, the Gemara, the Medrash is already telling us that Miriam was like a Lashon Hara cow. You have to learn from that Lashon Hara cow. The Rambam seems to say that one of the coolest, the cow kite of Lashon Hara of Miriam was that the Torah says, V'ish Moshe Onav Ma'id, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Makad V'chal. The Hainu, it was this gala nice Miriam Murray Khindish no Sloshan Hara. Then until the Maisa of the Miriam you could have learnt up that the Is Loshan Hara is a Vaverb Odomachaveri. So Vaverb Odomachaveri. You're not allowed to go ahead and be Mitzar another person. The Ram says in Hilchas Deis, Perike, Halochahe. The Ram says, Hamasapidvarm, someone who says words, Shegurmin, which they cause in Nishmu Ishvipiish, if they would be heard from one person to another person, Lahazik Lachaveri, Mimazik your friends, Yigufa in his body, or his money, Vafilo Lahotzerloi, or to cause him pain, Oil Hafchide to scare him, Hareza Lashon Hara. That if you say something which can cause a person hezek, or pain, or fear, you mavalble them, that's Lashon Hara. So it sounds from the Rambam that Lashon Hara is a Vera ben Adam L'Chaveri. On that, if a Lashon Hara is a Vodam L'Chaveri, L'Chaveri Miriam didn't do anything wrong. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't marked the Klal Klal. What was the Schadish in the Ma'is of Miriam is the Lashon Hara is more than a Vera L'Chaveri. And the Chofetz Chaim says two nekudas. First of all, Lashon Hara, he says, is an aver ba'adam l'makim, because the Rebbeinu Shlom does not want that anybody should speak the Gnus Klal Yisrael. That's number one. Second of all, Zok Chofetz Chaim, Lashon Hara is an aver ba'adam l'atzmai. It's a hashchosas hanefesh of the person himself. There's a Rambam. There's also a Chofetz Chaim. And Klal Gimel Halacha Zayin. The Rambam's like this. V'da'i Klal Godol V'Iker V'nyanim Elo. I'm teaching now Klal Godol V'Iker. Im Huroya Adam. Sorry, halacha vav. Vida, you should know. Da filu loy bo al yidei haloshen hara shaloi shum dova shum rola ishahu. If through the loshen hara, no bid came out. Kigayin shloi kibul hashemin as devarav. That the shemin, the ones who listen, were not makabal. They didn't believe a klal o klal. And therefore the person absolutely no hefsit. Ukiyaitse bezeh. Afal pikein v'chlal loshen hara leinafka. It's not loshen hara. The tzara kapara, he's left until the kapara. The yesvi says, Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that filo hu mishayr l'chatchila, even if a person is mishayr, he estimates before he starts, shalai yovai lehnidain shum roi de diburai, then nothing bad is going to happen to the person he's speaking about because of his dibur, afal pikein osoloi l'safr bignusai, it's still osir to go ahead and to speak the Lashon Hara. Even if no bad came out, even if l'chatchila, you assumed that no bad was going to come out, still there is an issur of Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim here says in Ber Mayim Chaim, he says like this. He says, that Torah ain't a roitzer, she yisrael echod yigane es chaveri. That the Torah doesn't want that one yid should go ahead and begat another yid. That's not what the Rosh Hashanah wants. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't want the yid should go ahead and begat each other. And then he brings the Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda is like this. The Pasuk says, Evilim Yolitz Chayva. Rishoyim Yolitz. So he types, they search for bed. Or Rasha is Yechapes Mumei Bnei Adam Vashmasa. A person who is a bad person, he searches out the negative. V'yitim Hem Doifi. They enjoy speaking negatively to that person. They're never going to speak positive about a good thing which can be found within a person. Call a pice puzzle. Anybody who is puzzle, puzzle. He puzzles others. And he doesn't say positive things about the world. The darker lives from the other moon. Yesharim, a person who's straight. So the person who's a yashar, his derech is lechaseis al pshoim. People who are straight, they hide other people's mistakes. Uleshabeach ha'odam, ki nimtze b'idavra toiv. Zok nechavetz chayim, from here we learn that someone who speaks lashon hara about somebody else, even if no hezek comes out, it's still an aveira. It's an aveira ben odam l'mokim, because the Rebbeinu doesn't want the beard of Klal Yisrael spread around, number one. And number two is, it's an aveir ben odom l'chaveiroi, and also it's an aveir ben odom l'atzmai. It's a hashchosa of the mesaper's own midas. And if one looks in the Rambam, in Hilchos Saras that we're talking about, that we mentioned before, the Rambam is mashmal here. The Rambam fears that talking negatively about people is the sicha of Rishoyim. It's the talk of Rishoyim. The Rambam says, "V'zehu derech yeshivas leitzim." This is the way leitzim, Moshe leitzim, harishoyim. First they talk divrei havoi. First they talk narishkeit. And then after Narishkeit, then they start talking about Gnus Tzadikim. They start putting down Tzadikim. And then they start talking about Nevi'im. And then they start making fun of the Divrei Nevi'im. and we take Achbor and Dara Billy Kim. Next, I'm talking negatively about the Rabbein Ishlam. The Kaifer in Be'ikr. And the Kaifer in the Rabbein Ishlam. The Zay Sichas Arishlam. This is the way Rishon talk. Narishkeit to people, the Chachamim, to make fun of Divrei Neviim, and talk against the Rabbein Ishlam. That's Sichas Rishoyim, which is Goyim to Shivas Kronos. That's the raid in the place where they drink beer. But the sikh of Ksheri Yisrael ain't elab divrei Torah v'chochma. Lathika Kodesh Baruch Hu Oizel Yodam Umezaka Oizam. Shenemar as Yidru Yiri Hashem Ishnoeh v'yakshem Hashem v'yishma v'yikosev save the Koran the form of the Yiri Hashem v'chayshu l'shmei. Rav's also mashma. That Lashon Hara is a lifestyle. Lashon Hara is a lifestyle of negativity. Starts from Narishkeit, gets negative and more negative, negative, more negative, until areas which were off limits the Chatchila become on limits until the person of Chwan Atzlan could come Ma'am Shadei Kfir, Kfir Be'ikr. But what we're learning up over here is that the Ram is teaching us, and we're learning this up from Miriam. We're learning this up from Miriam. That the Ram is learning up. That's the beginning of what I said before. That we're learning off the Ishmael on of Ma'iv. That we're learning off in the Ma'is of the Miriam. That Lashon Hara is not an Avera, but Adam Lachavere. But the Pshat is, it's an attitude, it's a way of life, it's a way of life of negativity, which comes with a Ma'ish of Leitzin with an Avera Gereris Avera. And that was Neschadish, or should have been Neschadish, to the Miraglim from the Ma'is of the Miriam, that it doesn't have to do with the person's Makbid or not. But it has to do with the negativity. Well, Shimon Schwab is a Knech. He says, there are certain Musagim which the Rishon doesn't want you to talk about. If you're not supposed to talk about Ma'ish Eved Hashem, so how can you go try to talk about Eretz Yisrael, which is Enei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireish Shana Arach Roshana. Al-Kopanim Lashar is a negative way of life, and that's what they should have learned from Miriam. So Memela, the way the Ram's learning up, it's very geschmack, the Kal V'chaymer. Because Eretz Yisrael, in a Gevissa Bechina, is Vaita. Meisher Rabbeinu in a Gevissa Bechina is also Eitzim Vavon. Both Meisher Rabbeinu, what they should have looked off the Meis of Miriam, we ask the Kasha. If you can't speak about the Gemara says if you speak about Eitzim Vavon again, Shalom Kalachai, speak about your friend. L'chaira, you're telling me if I cared that they should have learned off from Miriam, who spoke about a person not speaking Eitzim Avonim. The Teretz says no, because the person who they spoke about was also Bechinas Eitzim Avonim, because Moshe Rabbeinu also wasn't Makbid. So since Moshe Rabbeinu also wasn't Makbid, so that was also Bechinas Eitzim Avonim. And that's what they should have learned out from Miriam. But Al Kolponim, our kasha was that how can you make a Kal V'chaymer from a person to Eitzim Avonim if the Gemara goes fakert, makes Kal V'chaymer Eitzim Avonim to a person, the Teretz is Moshe Rabbeinu like Eitzim Avonim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Makbid Klal V'Klal, and since Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Makbid Klal V'Klal, so therefore they should have learned up from Miriam not to speak, even if there is absolutely no Hakpada. Chofetz Chaim in Perek Ches. Halacha Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim says, in Chiluk b'issa sipa Lashon Hara, b'ina m'saper isha isha, there's no isser, there's no Chiluk in the sipa Lashon Hara, where the m'saper is isha isha kara v'rochik. That you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, man, woman, relative, non-relative, all not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. But after a Gilus who came upon him, even though he says it's very common, shall Yakba the Isha Nemr Hagnus Olov Alam Masapir, mitzat Avas Akurva Shebinem. That even though very often, when a relative speaks Lashon Hara about another relative, the person is not Makbit. From Desvegan, it's still Osir. And the Chofetz Chaim brings in Be'er Mevichayim. The Mekor that it's also speak Lashon Hara, even if you know for sure that the person is not going to be Makbit. As before we said, it's also speak Lashon Hara if there's no Hezek comes out. But if a Hezek would have come out, he would have been Makbit. Now it's saying even a bigger Chiddush. That here you have a person who the Lashon Hara, you Meshara, that Hezek wouldn't have come out. But had a Hezek come out, the person would have been Makbit. So now we said it's a very Adon Lamakim. But over here, there was a Havamina, still this is another Havamina. The Havamina was that even if Hezek comes out, the guy is not Makbid. So you would have thought that Bechefta is not Lashon Hara. You could have learned up that that's Bechefta is not Lashon Hara. Bring a stick of a muscle. The Rechav Tzchaim says later on that Lashon Hara is only also to be spoken on a katan if the katan can have a hefset. The problem Shaykh is the Lashon Hara if you katan, going to stop and Nusha, Yasim katan, Shemagad Loy Say Acher Bechsoy Besan. The Idei Zay, Yuchal Isav Vishay Gorso Isa Meitam. Vachain Kahai Gavna. The Hainu, that if a katan can have a hefset, there would be Lashon Hara, but normal there's no Lashon Hara, by a katan. So I saw the Mishnah Shaman asks, what is the Lashon Hara by cotton? What happened to the Hashchas and Midas? What happened to the Aveir and Adam and Makam? So, L'chayah the Pshat is that it's only considered to be Aveir and Adam and Makam or Hashchas and Midas if it's a type of information which Bed could theoretically take out of, could theoretically come out of. Because the chetz of Lashon Hara is dvarim, which if they're heard from person to person, they can be gerim, tsar, hezek, pachad. Now, in the Klal Gimel, we had that punkt you were lucky. Mice, nothing came out. Either they didn't believe you, or because, even though it was takhav zach, which could have been gerim and hezek, but the person had a certain chapter, the Shmaya, or the person was such a popular person, he wouldn't have had a hezek. But the verta be'etzem are words, which from those words usually comes out of hezek. So a male, that's the chefs of Lashon Hara, because he's speaking b'gnus Yisrael, and also he's speaking b'gnus Yisrael, and it's hashchos amidus. But by a katan, the pshat is that there is no hezek. That doesn't pass b'chlal hezek, because the words themselves aren't mazik the katan. Because the katan is b'chlal not a bar hezek. The male, it's not nitfas on that Hashem gnos, it's not nitfas on that Hashem hezek, and therefore that would be mutter. So you can say like this. So to say words, and now, you and Mashiach, this person is so popular in this environment, he's not going to have hezek. Okay, that's awesome. Talk about a katan where b'chlal is not called divrei hezek. It's also not, that's mutter. What happens if be'etzem, it is the Rehezek. But that, the person, Lamais is not Makbet. He's not Makbet. He doesn't care. But the Etzim is the Rehezek. So that Lechaira is like speaking in a case where Lamais and Rehezek came out. And that's a Vada Osir. And even though the person is not Makbet, right? Even though the person is not Makbet, so from Nesveg and Dr. Chavetz Chaim, we learn out that it's Osir from the Maisa de Miriam. That's the Makar Halacha. That it's Osir that we learn from the Maisa of the Miriam. It's rather interesting that the Chofetz Chaim in Klal Beis says no different halacha. He talks that what if the guy gives you a shus? Let's say a person gives you a shus to speak Lashon Hara about. So Keith Chofetz Chaim is the guy didn't give a fair shus, but he said something. He said something about Ape Tlosa. And something said about Ape Tlosa, so now it's public knowledge, doesn't pass the whole Musik of Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim over there says something very interesting. He says like this: if it's divrei gnus, if it's something which is bad, and you're mechanim legaloisai, and you want to go ahead and spread this badness about this person, this evil about this person, this gnus about the person, even though he himself said it ba'ape tlosa, so vice studies is public knowledge, and vice studies is not makbet, Torah is still makbet. Because Torah doesn't want one yid saying gnus about another yid. But if it's not a divrei gnus be'etzem, just as a type of thing that another person, b'derech klal, would be makbet on, because it can cause him a hezek, it can cause him a pachet, it can cause him a tzar, so then if you said it publicly, you're allowed to go ahead and say it over. So that's the holding so far. That, by a katan, it doesn't have a shame. Words which could be mazik, or words which have a gnus, because nobody looks down at the katan when you say such words. So that's not b'chetz lashon hara, that's always going to be mutter. To go ahead and to say divrei gnus, even if you know for sure the person's not going to be makbid, he didn't give you a fair shos, it's private information, but it's words which are divrei gnus about a person. So that's going to be usur, even if you're 100% sure he's not going to be makbid. And that you learn now from Maisa Miriam, because Maisa Miriam is a makbid. That's Lashon Hara, the eighth of the bottom. You know, the eighth of the bottom are a makbid. And we're teaching up, because that's Issa and Adam and Makayim. And Issa and Adam and Makayim, and Ashchos and the person's Egin and Midas. And that's the halacha in Klal Gimel. If a person knows for sure that no hezek is going to come out both in Dezeg and also the city. See? However, the exception the Chofetz Chaim does say is if something which is not divrei gnus is said publicly, but it's just types of things which, you know, a person can have a hezek from if this thing becomes too public. So Baal Tehu's Megal Das, that he's not makvah, they make it into public information. So then that's mutter to spread, even if you want to go ahead and spread it, because the person's not makvah. On that is Makila help, because it's not intrinsically gnus. But if it's intrinsically gnus, then it's considered to be a chasaron in midas, and a chasaron in roitz leganais, if you're mechavim leganaisai. But if you're not mechavim leganaisai, it just comes up in conversation. So once it becomes public knowledge, that would have the het of ape tlosa, and that would be mutter to say, even divrei gnus, because the person, by saying it publicly, is no longer private information, and that is no way to lashon hara. But mechavim leganaisai, you want to go ahead and say it purposely, to go ahead and megana the person, that's always going to be aser, because either chasar in midas, or chasar in enim, or on the makom, the rebbeinu doesn't want people to speak negative about Klal Yisrael. Just to leave the oila with a shtick of an interesting shayla. In Klal Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim has a case where the person is saying something negative both about himself and about somebody else. Chofetz Chaim says, V'da'ir, sh'afilu b'soich ha'gnus sh'gine es chaveroi, gine es atzvei. If within this gnus, besides him megana his chaver, he was megana himself. Gam kim b'zeh gnus gufa, he said negative about himself, this very same gnus. Afilu hiktim l'sraim al atzmai b'zeh, even if he first complained about himself. Afilu hochi b'chal do tzul l'nafki, is still osur alts loshon har. So, Chofetz Chaim is mazber in Bermayim Chaim, that the chiddush is, that you would think that he's speaking lashon hara about himself, so he's not trying to megana anybody. He's not being mechavin for the chiddush is that since he's being misaper on himself, so fashteitzach his kavan is not in matar, is not to levazos or lehashpul as chaveri. He's not trying to mevazin mashpul the person. People don't try to mevazin mashpul themselves. He's being misaper derech tzar al ma'isa shtus she'asu. Right? He has no kavanas bezoyin klal. Fakertav bezoyin is the last thing in his mind. So you would think if he has no kavanas bezoyin, there's no isa klal or klal. Kvar shmos chayim is still asa. To say on your friend, on yourself, you could say. You can't say on somebody else because Raif Mishai Anavi. I'll call upon him. That's the law of the Chofetz Chaim. But state dog chlor Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim telling us clearly that it's mutzah for a person to speak lashon hara about himself. It's mutzah for a person to go ahead and to speak lashon hara about themselves. The shayla is like this: that famous maysa of Chofetz Chaim is printed in the Sefer Tumas Musar. That Chofetz Chaim was once on a train and he was talking to the person next on the seat, and the person next to him said, "Where do you come from?" He said, "I come from Radin." He said, "Do you know Chofetz Chaim?" He said, "Yeah." So he started telling him, you know, he heard his mamash has a grace of God. Chofetz Chaim told him, you know, don't believe everything you say. Don't believe everything you hear. And the kids are talking more to Chofetz Chaim, and Chofetz Chaim kept on arguing with the person about the godless of Chofetz Chaim. The fellow, four pictures of Gedalim, the person in the chapi was talking to Chofetz Chaim. Mimela, eventually he got upset and he slapped the Chofetz Chaim. The Kitzer, when they came to the city where they were coming, so they saw the Gval Kalpol's Pom Chofetz Chaim got, so he asked who's this fellow, they found this Chofetz Chaim, now he slapped Chofetz Chaim. So he went to ask Mechila from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim told me, you don't have to ask Mechila. He taught me it's a Gval de Galocha, which I never knew till now. He taught me it's also for Prince Yvoshner about himself. Mechira. The way the mice is printed, Chofetz Chaim was teaching up the state of Nai Yisoid that a person not speak lashon hara about himself. L'chayra, the Chofetz Chaim says clearly over here in Klal Aleph that it's mutter for a person to speak lashon hara about themselves. That's the shayla. So in the new Dirshu Chofetz Chaim, so they bring down from Kanyakiyaski, from Mr. Kreltz, that's a chilek between whether you know the person speaking lashon hara about himself or you don't know if the person is speaking lashon hara about himself. If you know he's speaking negative about himself, then the other person, the shemay, knows that you're speaking lashon hara about yourself. Then it's noiser. Ma'ashein kain. If he doesn't know that you're speaking lashon hara about yourself, so then So then it would be awesome. So the shayla is, we have no good the chilek. What's taka the chilek? What's the difference? Whether the shemeya does know or doesn't know, l'chayra is a lashon hara or isn't a lashon hara? Is it also for us to go speak about God himself? Or is it not also for a person to speak about himself? You know, it could be that the pshat is that when a person speaks about himself, people know that people speak negative about themselves. And therefore, that's not, even though you're listening to it, it doesn't hit you as Midas Reis. That's why people are. It doesn't hit you as this mesh of Leitzim and Adam La'atzmai presentation that people are say they're putting people down. People speak negative about themselves. I'm all tamivus, I'm all low self-esteem, I'm all kedai for other reasons. But our components in the malazach. So in Mela, when you see something negative about yourself, about themselves, you don't hear Gnus Yisrael. You're not hearing Bechefza Gnus Yisrael. It's not Hashchos and Midas that you're involved in negativity. If you don't know if the person is the person himself, so therefore, even though the Maisa, it's Bechefza Mutter, because Maisa can't say himself, but Klapi, the Shemeya, he's hearing the Lashon Yisrael, he's hearing a Shem Hashav. He's hearing negativity about Klal Yisrael. He's part of that Maisha of Leitzim, which looks negative about people, and Das Alain is creating an usher environment, the usher, the isser of negativity, the usher of the odom of mocking, which the Rebbe Yishtan wants Klal Yisrael to be in a positive light from one to the other. That could be as a pshat in this chilek, whether you know the guy is saying, the person is not saying. But kolponim, what we're learning off from the Maisa de Miriam and from the Chet HaMeraglim is that Lashon Hara, the Isser Lashon Hara, it's not a Maisa, it's not a very vera only of an Adam HaVeroi that you're going ahead and you're being mazik somebody else. But it's a negative lifestyle of an Adam La'atzmai. And that's Miriam, who spoke about Yishra Ben, which didn't care. But from there saying, it's part of that negative lifestyle of Ben Adam La'atzmai, and that's part of why it's Usher. And that's what they should have learned off the Mice and Miriam, speaking of Eitzim Vavonim, that a person has to live life positive to other people, positive to other Yidden, positive to Musogim of Nevi'im, Eretz Yisrael, Musogim, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to speak positive about Musogim, which are precious to him, and that's the limit of Ma'isa de Miriam, and that's the limit of the Meraglim. And that Rabbi Yenis says that's a kiddush shem shemayim. That if we were created to be a marib kfayut shemayim, it's a schus which a person can have from how he talks, or the way he talks. When he talks positively about people, about Yiddishkeit, about the musogim which are special and precious to the Rabbeinu Shlom, all of that is ma'isif. All of that is ma'isif to the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, which the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us, called Nikru B'Shmi L'Chvaydi B'Rosiv, how the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to live our lives.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.